AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Centennial, Colorado, fighting back tears, the mother of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes says her son's psychiatrist never told them he had been talking about killing people before the attack.
I understand he has a serious mental illness, that he didn't ask for that. Schizophrenia chose him. He didn't choose it.
Arlene Holmes is testifying in the penalty phase of the trial. Her son could get the death penalty or life in prison. In Cincinnati,
there is obviously reason for people to be angry today and upset.
Mayor John Cranley is talking about the murder indictment of University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing. Samuel DeBose was shot and killed during a traffic stop earlier this month.
People want to believe that Mr. DeBose had done something violent towards the officer. He did not. He did not at all.
Prosecutor Joe Dieters says Tensing purposely killed DeBose and should have never been a police officer. President Obama meets later today with House Democrats about the Iran nuclear deal.
It's likely he takes some questions. I imagine he takes questions from members who have them. And then I also think it's likely that they have some time to talk one-on-one in more of a social setting.
That's Deputy White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz. The White House has been lobbying members of Congress to back the Iran deal. A vote in Congress is expected in September. There was a small group of protesters at the office of a suburban Minneapolis dentist who killed a protected lion in Zimbabwe. About 15 people were outside the office of Walter Palmer, who said he believed the hunt was legal and didn't know about the lion's status. The Federal Reserve looks to be on track to raise a key interest rate later this year if there's further improvement in the economy and higher inflation. Closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow finished up 120 points. This is AP Radio News. Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah has been indicted, accused of racketeering.
I have never, as an elected official, been involved in any illegal activity, any misappropriation of funds.
Prosecutors say Fatah paid off a campaign loan with charitable donations and federal grants, funneled campaign money to pay down his son's student loan debt, and disguised a lobbyist bribe as payment for a car he never sold. Fatah vowed to remain in office and fight the charges. New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft says he was wrong to trust the NFL in the deflated footballs investigation involving Patriots star quarterback Tom Brady.
I've come to the conclusion that this was never about doing what was fair and just.
Kraft spoke in Foxborough, Massachusetts today, a day after the NFL upheld Tom Brady's four-game suspension. The NFL Players Association says it will file motions in federal court to challenge it. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.